to Let's Talk Midlife Crisis with your hosts,
Ashley
and Tracy. Thank you for joining us today. Pull up your seat at the table as we talk about dating in midlife.
Yes, this will be fun.
It will be fun. And even though you are currently engaged, but you've been single a lot and during midlife, and I am currently single or still single, I feel like, some days. But I had a friend of mine come over the other day, and I hadn't seen her for a long time, and we were talking, and she asked me if I was seeing anybody, and of course I'm not. And she's divorced. When I met her, she was married, and, you know, she'd went through a divorce and midlife, and I asked her if she was married, and she was like, no, and she's like, look at me, you know, one of those, right? Like, look at me, how, you know, can I date? And I'm like, oh my gosh. And she asked about my daughter, my oldest daughter, if she was dating anyone, and she has two teenage boys, she's a single mom, she works, and she literally doesn't have time.
Yeah.
But I feel like... I said that for so many years, like, who has time to date? You know, you have, you know, children and everything that comes along with that, whether that be dance or, you know, sports and practice and all that kind of stuff.
Working full time.
How do you squeeze it in?
Extracurricular. Yeah. It's homework with the kids. Just the daily routine is very time consuming. So it is hard to find time for yourself and especially for other people that you may or may not really care about. You're trying to get to know people, and taking that time is really something you kind of have to force yourself to do if you want to put yourself out there and potentially find a partner. So.
And I think you just hit the nail on the head with if you want to put yourself out there.
Right.
Because right now I'm not in a, I don't know, not in the mood. And that sounds funny, but I'm just like not in the mood. I would rather sit home and stream TV shows, then try to date. And oh my gosh, I feel so old when I say this, but seriously, I can't do dating apps. I just can't dating apps.
I don't get it. I don't have the patience for that. And I honestly, it kind of scares me. My kids do it. And so far, thank goodness, they haven't had, you know, anything bad happen. Right. But you hear horror stories. But then you also do hear a lot of people that get married and, you know, you say, where'd you meet? Oh, we met on a dating app.
So, everybody does.
But that's mind-boggling to me. It's crazy that this world has come to that and people are meeting each other digitally.
But they have. And there are a lot of success stories behind it. It's just, it feels wrong with every part of my being. I did it once. It was a horrible experience. I thought it was going well, and we were sitting at the bar near my house. He was attractive. We had a drink. We had good conversation, and the bartender came over, and I was ready to order another drink, which, of course, I was willing to pay by own tab, because we're independent, you know, women, and we don't need a man to pick up our tab, but he waved this waiter off like it was a plane landing. Like, I have never seen anything like that before. He waved his arms and over our glasses, and I was, honestly, I was really shocked. But I'm like, okay, whatever. So he pays the tab, which was nice. And we go to leave. I don't know. I think I gave him a hug. I don't even honestly remember. And I get back to my car. And before I even leave the parking lot, he's texted me and said, okay, so do you want to have sex? It was crazy. It was crazy. Like, you could have said, hey, would you like to come by my house sometime? Which theoretically would be like the same thing, but not just putting it out there.
Right.
But he was like, I told you from the beginning, I'm pretty straightforward and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Anyways, it just wasn't my cup of tea.
Even if you wanted to, now you're turned off.
Exactly. And that was my one and only time doing a dating app. And then like probably a decade before that, I had done speed dating.
Which is no crazy. Kidding. You did that?
I did that. Always,
I've never met anybody that's done it.
Yeah, I did it. About it. I've never met anybody that's met anybody. You know what I mean? Like a happily ever after story from speed dating. But I have a lot of single girlfriends and have had, you know, throughout my life and my midlife, as well as a lot of female colleagues, I think is where I met a lot of you know, single women my age. But yeah, we all went and did speed dating. It was exhausting. Oh, it kind of was.
I would imagine.
And towards the end, it was really hard to imagine. I didn't have that aha moment.
Okay.
You know, like there was never a connection right away. And I'm kind of that way, sad to say, but I am. You either know or you don't.
Is it very repetitive? I mean, are you kind of talking about the same thing with every person?
I found it very difficult. And then you have like a little card you're supposed to score. And like I said, at the end, I couldn't hardly remember who was who. Nobody really stood out in the crowd. But others that I went with, because I went with a couple other girlfriends. They were actually work colleagues at the time. But there were a couple connections that were made. They didn't end up working out in the long run, but there were dates that had happened from that.
Interesting.
It was an interesting experience. I don't know. I did it the one time. I don't know if I would ever do it again, but, you know, I tried it once.
I wonder what the success rate is from speed dating. And it probably isn't as much a thing as it used to be with, you know, like you said, the dating apps, that platform.
That just seems to be so popular. And if you're not on a, I don't even know what dating apps are relevant anymore.
I know there are several.
The hookup ones, like Bumble, to me, like you swipe left. You know, I've heard of all that. I've actually never even been on those platforms before.
Yeah, I've never actually looked at them. My fiance's sister, she sometimes when, I mean, she's not single right now, but when she was single, she would sometimes start looking at candidates, I guess.
Right.
And so we would have fun kind of going, swipe left, swipe right, you know. My daughter, 22-year-old daughter, refuses to use them, which good. I think is amazing.
I think it's good.
It kind of scares me with girls more, you know.
Definitely.
My boys have used them. In fact, my son that lives in Brooklyn, his partner and him have been together a few years. They moved to Brooklyn together and they met on a dating app.
They did. Oh, my gosh.
They did. And,
see, there are happily ever stories. But he's young, of course.
He is. Yeah.
And so attractive.
My oldest son is currently dating a girl. I think they've been talking for a few months.
Okay.
And have been dating for about a month now. And he seems to be really enjoying her. But that's one of the things I wanted to touch on is the talking. So apparently once you actually connect with somebody, and I think you have to both like each other. I don't know. I think it really depends on the app.
Okay,
this is going to make me sound so old because people are going to crack up and go, she has no idea what this is all about. But apparently, once you connect with somebody, you just talk to them.
Okay.
Sometimes like for months.
Texting?
Yeah.
Okay. Like I like that better than, hey, let's hook up right away.
This is my take on that, though. So you're texting back and forth and, I guess getting to know each other.
Right.
And I guess sometimes they never actually ask you out or you don't them. It just never really turns into anything. So to me, it's like, okay, well, you wasted all that time.
Right. But, especially when you get older, I was like, well, there went 10 years of my life. I'll never get back.
You can be whoever you want behind a computer or
that's
a phone.
That's true. Which is so scary. You know? Catfish, right?
Yes.
Catfish.
So, and how do you know, like you said, and I'm the same way. Unless I feel an immediate connection with them, and which I don't think you can feel unless you physically see each other.
I don't think so.
How do you even know if it's something you want to pursue? Why would you waste weeks or months having these conversations with this complete stranger when you don't even really know if there's a connection? And I feel like that body chemistry and that can't happen over electronics. It can't.
Right.
When I met Paige, my fiance, I knew the minute I saw her, the minute our eyes locked, oh shit. This is not anything I expected at this point in my life. This is not anything I actually wanted, honestly, at the time. I had just been through a divorce, a terrible relationship.
Right.
And my kids were in high school and middle school, and I thought, you know, I'm gonna raise my kids, I'm gonna do my thing. I'm not going to worry about dating. I don't want to get into that. And so when I met her, I was like, oh, well, there goes my plan, you know, because I knew immediately we both did.
I remember like trying to pump the brakes for you. I'm like, you just met. You just, okay. Like, I'm so happy for you, but you just met. And here we are all these years later.
8 years later.
Oh my gosh. Has it been 8 years?
It has.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I guess it has.
Yeah. So, but again, had I met her but electronically, met, I would not have felt right. that.
I'm sorry to say, where did you meet her?
At a gay bar.
At a bar. But at a bar. So why do I feel like the only acceptable place for to connect with somebody is at a bar?
I know.
Right? Like, I'm freaked out about the dating apps.
Yeah. But. And the funny thing is that neither of us was there looking for anything.
Right.
She was supposed to go out with friends that night. She had friends in town. Everybody was going to go out. A lot. They all bailed. And she was pumped. She was ready to go out and get a drink. So she went by herself. And funny enough, she had actually met another girl and was kind of hanging out with her and her friends and was leaving with them.
She was at
the bar to pay her tab. I was there with two friends and we had just paid our tab. We were finishing our drinks and leaving. So we were all leaving and I could feel her looking at me and wouldn't stop. And I was like, I'm going to go talk to this girl. So neither of us was there looking for anything really, honestly. But yeah, it is. And I hate saying we met at a bar because to me,
but that's so where my mindset is because
I know
if you're not, and I don't know why it's to me acceptable to meet somebody at a bar. I'm trying to think if I did meet someone at the bar, my children's dad at the bar.
Yeah.
But other than that, I didn't really meet people at the bar, but I don't know why I feel like that's an acceptable environment. Some guy today, this morning, I was grocery shopping, and I turn around the corner, and here's this guy, and he's like, hello, and I was just like, oh, hey, and kept going, but then, he was around me, I could feel him around me the whole time, and then I heard him speaking a different language, nothing that was even recognizable to me. But I didn't know it was him at the time, but somebody that was stocking shelves.
Okay.
And then I heard him saying it in English and then like laughing. And then I turned around and I noticed it was him. And I'm thinking, weirdo. Like, I think they're all weirdos. Like, if you approach me in a grocery store, if you approach me at a gas station, I think you're a weirdo. But if you approach me at a bar,
then it's not weird.
Then it may not be so weird. So that's why
I guess you just need to be more open to meeting people in different environments.
Random places, right?
Yeah, I guess. Know.
And get your mindset. I think it's because it's so not even a focus for me right now. And it's not that I don't want it. I'm a hopeless romantic.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe that I will find my true connection eventually. And I'm not in any hurry to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, I am self-sufficient. I've raised my children on my own. Mm-hmm. No help, no support. We both know.
Right.
We're both in that same place. We both had those same experiences, but I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm like, eh. Like I said, I feel like I'm not in the mood. It feels like so much energy to
it is. Really hard. First dates just suck. Mm. They really do. Yeah. I don't like the whole, so where'd you grow up? Have you ever been married? Do you have kids?
Yes.
And then it's like, if that first date doesn't lead to another one, then you're going to have to go through another first date.
It's exhausting. It kind of is exhausting.
Yeah. And I think a lot of it has to do with age. I mean, when I was younger, I certainly was more open to meeting new people.
Yeah.
And it just didn't.
And you get out more when you're younger. Mm-hmm. You do more social activities.
Absolutely.
Parties, concerts, whatever, where you're able to meet people. And I think definitely when you get older, it kind of minimalizes that. And especially if I've always had this strict, of course, because I broke the rule, or I didn't break the rule, it wasn't a rule at the time, but I never date where I work.
Right.
Once, and was not easy, and it wasn't pretty, and it wasn't good. And especially if you want to be serious, back then, now this was like late 80s, 90s, to be a serious female in the business world, you didn't sleep with people.
Right.
You would just get that was just not good, not good. So without, and that's where I spent most of my time was at work.
Yeah.
So that's kind of hard to, get past and find places to meet people. So that's why years ago, we all started going out on Friday nights and doing happy hour.
Happy hour.
Remember that?
Yes.
I broke up with the guy I was dating at the time, and our date nights used to be Friday, and I was good every other day of the week, but on Fridays, it kind of just hurt because that was our time, and to like do a date night thing, and but I was so able to fill that void with friends, and, good friends,
strong. And I think it was nice for all of us. You know, my kids were very busy at the time with sports and things like that, and it was kind of nice to have look forward to that Friday to spend with my girlfriends and kind of get a break from being a mom for a little bit and just get out for a couple of hours and catch up. And there was no, it's not like we were going out to the club and looking for guys or anything like that.
It's the neighborhood dive bar.
It's
like a wonder I haven't met anybody yet, but it was the neighborhood dive bar.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe a dive bar isn't the best place to go, but it's comfortable and it's close. And also it allows us to drink and not have to worry about driving because it's at the corner.
Around the corner.
So that was one of the main things about that. But
and most of the people that hang out there are in our community.
They're local, and we love our community. So it makes sense to try to find somebody that's in our own community. But there's got to be another way. And when I went to Italy, I actually signed up for an Italian dating app. But my friend that I went with wasn't into that at all. So we kind of put a kibosh to that. But
I wish you would have tried it.
Me too. I know. Kind of me too. And I don't like to live life with any regrets. It's not a big regret. I'm so happy that I was able to experience Italy. But I kind of do regret not, you know, at least meeting someone and not maybe for a hookup, which, you know, would have been great too.
Okay. Yeah.
But just to meet a local, you know, and find out about, you know, maybe the local restaurants or what to do, things like that.
Yeah, you wouldn't have known about otherwise. Right.
Right. Like the wine windows, which I was so happy to find.
So cool.
Yeah, you ring a bell, you open a door, and you order
a tiny
glass of
little
wine.
Door.
A tiny little door. But one of our friends, we were at happy hour last Friday, and she watches those dating shows.
Oh, gosh. I know. Wait, like the Bachelor type stuff, or?
Well, the new Bachelor, the senior Bachelor. There's one with the...
Oh, is it called Golden Bachelor?
I think it is. I think it is. But she watches that, and then she also watches those other dating shows that are super popular right now. I feel like they're popular with younger people, like maybe in their 30s.
Love Island, probably. Yes. Okay. Yes. Paige loves Love Island.
Yes. But those types of shows. Or My Fiancé, 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, jeez.
Right? Like, I just can't. But so we were talking, and I was telling her about my friend coming over and asking me if I was single. And, you know, that whole conversation... and then I was like turning it back to her because I felt uncomfortable. Like, well, what about you? Why aren't you dating? It's like, why does it always have to be me? So we were talking about that, and she said that she saw on one of those shows somebody who had a dating service, and they catered to multimillionaires. And and she said that she actually coached those who went on dates. And for women, she was coaching, and she was talking to one person about being too masculine.
Oh,
and I
interesting.
Could, it is interesting. It made me like step back for a moment and think about it, because I could totally see me as being too masculine.
Right. I think I know one of the things that was kind of a challenge in relationships that I had or just dating people was that I was so independent.
Right.
And I wasn't looking for somebody to take care of me or whether it be financially or anything. And I think that for some people it was very intimidating.
Yes. I think for most.
I found that the ones that weren't intimidated by it later in the relationship, I discovered, oh, they're taking advantage of this. they want me to take care of them.
Right, right, right.
Well, I have three children. I don't need another
child, right? Yes. But no, I totally agree with you. Mm-hmm. And I think although we have taken on that masculine side mm-hmm. or attributes, we are still vulnerable, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we do want to be taken care of.
Right.
To an extent.
Right.
Yeah, it's nice to have someone that wants to help with whatever it is, whether it be financial, maintaining a house, raising your children.
Right.
Not that I want anyone to step in as the father figure or the other parent or anything like that, but kind of helping me and the things, the challenges I face in doing that and supporting me and having my back and maybe giving advice or,
right.
you know, things like that. So, and that's really hard to do. And I know it's hard for them too. I can't imagine what it's like for someone, especially that doesn't have children, to date someone with children. I've dated someone else with children.
Right.
And that had its own challenges.
I was going to say, is there ever, a perfect match?
But because when you do date someone that doesn't have children, it's a lot for them.
Right.
And I respect them for taking that on.
Yes. But our children are our whole lives. Right. So I feel like they feel like they're always taking the back seat, which they are.
And they are. Yeah.
So absolutely. They have to be masculine enough to own that.
And confident.
And confident. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I've never been discreet about that. I've always made it very clear. My children come first. That is my priority. And that doesn't make you not a priority for me, but that comes first. If they need something, if there's something going on, like that will always take precedence over anything.
Right.
And some people can handle it and some can't. Paige and I have certainly had our challenges with that.
It is challenging.
Yeah. My kids were all teenagers when we met, which I think is actually more difficult than if your kids are little.
I agree. I agree.
And any issues that we've had, any arguments that we've had, you know, early in the relationship were definitely about the children.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And even still, there's times where we butt heads or have issues, but you know, they're grown adults now and I'm still,
Still the mom.
I'm still
You're
the mom.
Still mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's been a trooper. She's been amazing. And I'm just very blessed that she kind of, you know, was patient.
Right.
And understanding. And now it's amazing. They all have great relationships with her. And it's just really, it's been really cool to see that all unfold. But it is hard to find that person.
And it's so funny that you say that because I was in a relationship on again, off again mm-hmm. for 10 years, believe it or not. And what mm-hmm. Lala and I were talking about last Friday was at happy hour was how comfortable it was and how easy, why it was so on again, off again, mm-hmm. because it was just so easy to go back. It was just so comfortable and the children knew him.
Right.
You know, it's hard to introduce somebody to your family, right?
Absolutely.
Because mama bears are protective, right, mm-hmm. of their, cubs or their children and don't always want to introduce everybody. So once you do that, it was easy. It was, that's the word, one word, sums it up, that it was easy. And the funny thing is what ended up breaking us up was my children or my son. And of course, you know, and it was a two-word conversation, three words. I'm moving out. That's what he said.
Wow.
And it was over my son. And I'm like, okay, one-word answer.
Don't let the door hit you in the ass.
Exactly. And of course, and by this time, after 10 years, he knew. Mm-hmm. Right. And I knew, right. There was a lot going on. Mm-hmm. And COVID had just started. There were seven people in our house when we went on quarantine. I had a 2-year-old and a newborn while I was trying to work from home. I have hilarious pictures of my 2-year-old grandson climbing up the pantry cupboards behind me while I was on a conference call. He knew, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I can't deal with this anymore. And I knew. And I was like, okay. And literally the next day he moved out. Wow. Yeah. So, and I don't have any regrets, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's really sad that, especially after that much time together, that they finally say, I can't do it anymore.
Right.
And it's actually upsetting to me. Like, if you knew years ago, why are we here now?
Right.
You know?
But it was easier years ago because they were younger, you know? Yeah. And once they get older and then, you know, even mental health, there's just so many things that are happening these days.
Right.
And especially during COVID. So I always say, when people ask about him, because he used to be my plus one and all this kind of stuff, and they're like, oh, what happened to him? And I'm like, oh, we lost him during COVID. And then I see this horrifying look, like they think he passed away, and then I have to burst out laughing and be like, no, no, no.
I think that was pretty alive. I think that was pretty common during COVID.
I think a lot of people
I read somewhere that there was a peak in divorces and breakups, and yeah, once you're forced to be together in four 24/7 walls, that's
and all the stress that, you know, came with that.
Absolutely,
too, right?
Yeah, the fear, the stress. Yeah.
I remember being stressed, and my son, not the one we're just speaking of, you know, not taking it seriously because he and at the time, you know, the guy I was seeing who lived with us, they were out in the world, and I am at that time I was an ex-smoker. I still am an ex-smoker at heart, but every now and then I have a puff. But they were out in the world every day and they didn't take it seriously. And my son thought it was a conspiracy theory, the whole thing. And I remember just blowing up at him one time at my son and being like, oh my gosh, what's it going to take for you to take this seriously, you know, for me to die? And I was worried because I was a smoker. But the funny thing is with COVID, in the beginning, I didn't get it. I've had it three times now, but all the different variants and I think everybody at some point has had it. But in the very beginning, when we were all freaked out and like, what is happening? He just didn't take it seriously. Yeah. So anyway, so my boyfriend at that time, he was just like, I can't deal, you know? Mm. And it's like, okay. And he'd been around for years when it was easier when they were younger. But it's okay. So now I'm trying to find that perfect, I don't want to even say perfect, but I'm a romantic. And I believe that it's out there for me. And I think my ex, one of the things that he was so threatened by was my famous line is that I haven't saved for my retirement, that I'll marry my retirement. And I think, honestly, that used to freak him out. but now I think maybe I'll marry my retirement, but maybe I'll just continue to work because I don't know what I would do now that I work from home permanently.
Absolutely. It's so much
what
easier.
I would do if I wasn't working.
With your time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's not like I still can't travel. I can't, you know, do the things that I want to do or any bucket list items.
Yeah.
But it keeps me engaged. It keeps me young. I'm in media. It's changing every single day.
Right.
So I'm in a constant learning environment and I think it's good for my brain. Even though now that I'm older, I feel like it's a sponge. And so every time something new comes in, something old has to go out. but I think that it's good and it keeps me young and vibrant. And
I think
people live longer when they continue to work or stay busy.
Yes.
Instead of just retiring and sitting at home
on
the couch.
My grandfather worked right up until he absolutely couldn't anymore. You know, his body just wouldn't allow him to keep doing the things that he was doing, and he was in his 90s.
Right.
And I believe that's why he lived so long, is because he was, you know, constantly working.
I agree.
I think, though, as we get older, the things that are important to us, I mean, they definitely change, and it might not be so much now you're looking for a life partner and or, you know, someone that you can, you know, marry your retirement or whatever it might be.
Right.
I think now it's just about companionship.
Companionship, definitely.
You know? I mean, it's nice to have someone to go to dinner with.
It is.
That isn't just a girlfriend.
Miss my plus one.
You have a wedding to go to and you take someone with you or you want to go see a movie or, you know, those things are fun to do with your friends. And I'm not saying that's not, you know, the difference is that it's somebody that you have different feelings for. You genuinely care for each other in a certain way.
Right.
And I think that, to me, I can't imagine being single again.
Right. It's
God
not
forbid
fun.
I ever am.
It's not fun.
But I think
that's what
I would miss the most is just having that person to, you know, to talk to at the end of the day or to sit on the couch and watch
and
a show.
And that's just that when I used to travel all the time, it was just nice to have somebody to text and say, hey, my flight just landed. I'm home.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever.
Right.
And I haven't given up hope, even though I said I'm not, and I'm doing air quotes right now, I'm not in the mood to date right now. I'm just waiting for him to fall out of the sky. Because I think a lot of women are that way, too.
Yeah.
Like, you believe, you hope, and a lot of people even pray for it.
Absolutely. Well, I was just going
to
say...
But I think you have to take steps to meet people.
Yes.
And if it's not online dating, what is it?
I agree. But speaking of praying, I am a huge believer in manifestation.
Yes.
And I believe that even if you're just going along with your day-to-day activities, going to the grocery store, going to get breakfast, going to whatever it might be, you're manifesting what you want in your life, and you're doing the things that you need to do to be a better person and make things happen that you want to happen.
Right.
And it will.
Yes.
It will.
You don't always get to decide.
Yeah. You don't always get to decide when, but the universe works in crazy
ways.
It
does work in crazy ways. And I think you touched on something important about timing, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not about when.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this would be a good time to wind down our episode for today. And next week, we can catch up on manifestation. I am a big believer in vision boards.
Yes.
And those types of things. So... That's what we're going to talk about next week.
Okay.
How we can manifest that perfect partner.
And life. Your and health. Life.
And health. And health.
Health is huge.
A lot of things.
Yeah. Manifestation, good health and things like that. So
cheers to that.
Cheers. Please join us next week for our next episode. You can reach out to our website and click on the links for social media. Give us some ideas on topics that you guys want to hear about. We have a lot lined up, but we would love to touch on something that you want to hear about.
We want to hear from you. Let's talk midlifecrisis.com. Check us out on our Facebook, Instagram, YouTube channels, or anywhere that you listen to your podcast. Thank you.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.